Day 190 in the Joseph COVID-19 sequester. We are here in our home all day, every day, the four of us, all retired. We've been in this cocoon since early March. Mom, Dad, my wife and I, thank God we all love each other. It's quite good, actually. Mom and Dad are both in their early 90s, while my wife and I are, well, retirement age. We'll leave it at that. As many of you know, our nation is hovering around 200,000 deaths from this blasted virus. And I know many of you believe it's not that serious, while others take it very seriously. I'm not here today to get into that. What I would like to pass along are the thoughts that bounce around in my head. I didn't count them up, but it's right around 190, other than the number of cases and the very unfortunate number of deaths. Day 190 isn't much different than day 90 or 9 or 1, for that matter. I guess I'm coping better. I've not known anyone with the virus. I know no one that has died. I do know it's worse in eastern Oklahoma than western Oklahoma, though that could all change. It's well and good today, if I live in today and not tomorrow. I live one day at a time. I retired from Paragon Communications last December after a number of years as news director. It was and remains a great bunch of family-owned radio stations. Great people. Fair and honest. I had a great run, and I'm not second-guessing my retirement decision. We live on a lake in eastern Oklahoma, take car rides and boat rides to get out into the fresh air. I have a strong spiritual faith, and I'm blessed to be able to write my thoughts once a week that actually get aired on KECO for some reason. Writing my thoughts provides me a great mental outlet. It's cathartic and keeps me sane. I think you may think differently. Eastern Oklahoma is beautifully green. Western Oklahoma has its own beauty. It's just a bit different. There are pluses and minuses to each, but I consider this area on this Grand Lake as the Garden of Eden for me and my family. If one has to be confined for an extended stay, this would be the place. But I'm human, and I still pout sometimes. If I don't catch myself, I start thinking about how unfair life is now that the virus exists. I wanted all this retirement time to do what I wanted to do. Me time. I wanted our kids and our grandkids to be here where they're supposed to be, at the lake, growing up. We can't travel and do everything we had planned. It's not fair. And then I catch myself and mentally give myself a good whack on the side of my head and count stars. I remember how fortunate, how utterly blessed I am. We are. My family is. A scan of any news channel will show you the dire straits of the political world. It doesn't matter which side you're on because the other side is predicting worse. The high unemployment, the hurting, the abusing. There's the escalation of sour relations between powerful countries, seemingly nonstop hurricanes, a crisply burned West Coast. And then, oh yeah, there's the pandemic. As for me, I've got food in my belly today, a roof over my head, a wife and family that loves me and our health is good. My kids talk to me, most of them anyway, and they've been blessed with happiness enough in their own lives. Life is good. I have to keep it in perspective. Breathe out slowly. It's all good. I have a faith in a higher power that tells me constantly, do not be afraid. All is as it should be. Or it'd be different. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.